Case number 9730, John H. Ferris, intersection of Route 26 and Road 424, a special use exception to place a billboard and a variance from the setback requirements.
State your full name and address, sir.
John Ferris, 32301 Bayshore Drive, Millsboro, Delaware, 19966.
You swear the testimony you're about to give to be true and correct the best of your knowledge, sir?
Yes, sir. Gentlemen.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. I'm here asking for a special usage permit and a variance to put a place a billboard on Route 26 Millsboro Highway and Route 424 Pearl Tree Road in Gumboro.
Yes, sir.
The billboard that I'd like to place up there is going to be not 2x4 billboard. It's going to be done by a sign company. At present time, my wife and I are partners in a bridal shop in Millsboro. Been there for approximately 17 years. I'm going to use part of that sign for advertising. The property is zoned commercial C1. It used to be a restaurant, and the restaurant burned down.
Okay, and the height of your signs can be 12 by 25?
Yes, sir.
Okay. We will combine both cars. That's going to be a one pole, one monopole?
Yes, sir. One pole sign on both sides.
Questions from members of the board, Mr. McCabe?
Height. It's going to meet the height requirements.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
No further questions.
Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
I'm sorry, Jeff. Go ahead. I was just going to ask if the applicant could address the variance and what you're close to. And why do you need your variance?
The only thing I know right at the present time, this is two lots, zone C1. And I understand that they would have to be combined, which I'm agreed upon.
No, you have to be 300 feet from each.
From any
other
dwellings,
churches, public lands, et cetera. What are you requesting a variance
there is
from?
There is a home there. That is 300 feet. I am 105 foot from the firehouse.
What firehouse is that?
That's the Gumboro firehouse from that wall there. Across the highway, I'm 250 feet from a house, and on the far corner, excuse me, there's an antique shop, and I'm approximately 183 feet from there.
So, what you have on your diagram labeled store is the antique shop?
Yes, sir. It's an antique shop.
Mm-hmm. You need a 100-foot variance according to this from the 300-foot variance?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. You just said you were 180 something.
Well, what I did when I originally did that, we walked that off, and then we went back out and redone it again.
So what is exactly the measurement?
The measurements from the.
What exactly is the variances you need from each?
I need 300 from 183 on the one. From the antique shop, I need 127-foot variance. From the firehouse.
117. Did you say 183?
Yeah, 117. Yes, sir. Is it 117?
Yeah.
Okay.
How far are you from the house?
From the house across the street, I'm 250 feet.
50 foot.
50 feet there, yes, sir.
Okay. How far from the firehouse?
From the firehouse, I'm 105 feet.
195 feet.
195. Okay. There we go. Okay.
And here it says need 150 foot from the firehouse. That paper.
Right. He just said that he's 105 feet, so he needs 195-foot variance from the firehouse.
Okay.
183.
He needs 183 here.
No.
It could be 300.
Yeah, he's asking for variance.
150.
You need to combine both.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. I understand. Okay.
And if you do approve this, I will combine, you know, both properties into one there. They are both zoned C1 at this present time.
How did you determine these are a lot of, you know, substantial variances. How did you determine them? Do you measure them yourself or?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
I did that with a, I walked it off first and then I did, I went and, a fellow gave me, a friend of mine gave me a range finding thing that's like optical that measures the distance. So I measured it from the property. That's how I'd done that.
But normally with these type of figures, you get a surveyor to do that, normally to shoot it.
Yeah, I didn't know that at the time.
Yeah, they are substantial.
Well, the advantage to having a surveyor is you know for sure. For example, if you put the sign up and you find it to be closer than what you're telling us, you'd have to come back before the board again.
Okay.
Do you have plans for the rest of the parcel?
No.
You're the sign?
Not at this time, no. Mm-mm. I'm planning on renting. That's what I do. I'm going to use one sign for us and then going to use the side coming in from Merlin into Millsboro for our own use. Now the one going out of it, that's, you know.
Take care of it.
And how high will the sign be? What's the height?
25 feet.
25 feet.
25.
Mm-hmm. You meet all the setbacks for your sign. Okay. Are there any other questions, further questions? Hearing no further questions. Okay, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application?
Mr. There's Chairman.
Two. Okay, sir, you want to sit in? If you want to come up, sir? Or?
We have two letters also in opposition.
Okay. Just two letters, you don't?
Yeah. Okay. One's from the fire company that says that it could impair the vision of people coming out. It's an eyesore in the town. It feels that it's too big. And the other says that it can be developed otherwise with a small business or dwelling without needing a variance.
This is okay.
Who's that one from, did you say?
Who's that one from?
The first one was from the president of the fire company, and this one is from a T. Ferret.
Who?
T. Ferret.
T. Ferret. Okay.
Morris Daisy, 36605 Pear Tree Road, Millsboro.
Connie Daisy, 36605 Pear Tree Road.
You swear the testimony you're about to give to be true and correct to the best of your knowledge?
Yes. Our objections are pretty much what the letter stated there. We feel that the sign is too big, too close to the fire company, and too close to the county road there as well.
Mm-hmm.
Feel it would probably block vision down the road coming out the road there.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of farm equipment and you know, big trucks come out of there, and it would make it harder for them to see traffic. And I guess that's basically it's just been an eyesore as well to be right there in town, we feel.
As far as traffic, you do understand it has to be 25 feet off the road.
Off the road, set back from the road, so.
Yeah, but some equipment and stuff, you know, you can't get right to the road to see what's coming all the time.
You're saying you have to pull out into the road?
Well, I don't know that you have to pull out, but you have to get very close, and it's, people come through there, and a lot of the time in that intersection, they pass on the right side of the stop vehicles if somebody's there to turn left, you know,
mm-hmm.
and you can get hit before you.
So it sounds like you've got a safety issue down there already then.
Yeah,
We have that all right anywhere though, but so. I mean, the sign that wouldn't make it any worse than what you've already gotten out of it if people pass it.
Well, it could make it worse. I'm not saying it definitely.
No, but I mean, but you know, as you just stated, it, so yeah. We find that it, yeah. Anyway, being it would be back that far. Okay.
So those are the reasons we're opposed to it.
Sir, do you have any other signs in the neighborhood there?
No. There's a smaller one down the road past the garage down there, but it's not near that big.
Not that big. That'd be the bigger sign you have around there?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay, no other opposition? Okay, hearing none, Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to take a look at it again.
Okay, I do too. I do.
Yeah, I'd like to look at it again.
Okay.
How far can I turn it down?
You may.
If there's no further discussion, I'd like to move that we table case number 9730 to allow us to take another look at it.
Our next regular meeting?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Hudson and a second by Mr. Mills that we table case number 9730 till our next regular meeting, which will be January the 22nd. All those in favor of the motion, give you the voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Go back.